music icon Artie Kornfeld, one of the most successful writers in rock history, with over 65 songs on the chart and over 120 platinum records as composer, publisher, producer, performer, manager, and promoter, comes the official memoir and tell-all story of growing up in the culture of American music. From Artie's breakthrough as the first vice president of rock in the music industry, to his collaboration with some of the biggest legends in music, to the building of a nation, the Woodstock Nation. Continuing in the footsteps of his mother, Shirley Kornfeld, who fought segregation by organizing freedom rides in the 1950s and 60s, Artie has been committed to fighting for freedom since childhood. This memoir is a look into the soul of the development of the rock culture through the eyes of someone who has been on the inside from the beginning, through Woodstock 69 and beyond, to a new spirit of the Woodstock Nation. It's your mind, and that's all.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, again seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read the magazine. I'm lost. Oh, I said, though I knew she was sleeping, I'm empty, I'm aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Spirit of the Woodstock Nation. I opened the show with Bert Sommer. Actually, I did produce that, and I did work with Bert for 3 years and did 3 albums. Same bands on the last one. Played it for a reason, because I heard the results from Wisconsin, and I can't believe that Scott Walker, I believe his name is, the governor that they're trying to get out, because of all the money, he had 10-to-1 money and ran so many ads that he's actually winning, and this is a guy that should have been put in jail, in my opinion. People, wake up! If this is a hint of what's going to happen in November, we could be in big trouble. By the way, in case you don't want to miss it, rumor has it, what actually Rachel Maddow said on MSNBC, what there's a fundraiser, I believe, tomorrow night in Texas at some billionaire's house, I believe. And he has an art collection. He has a great big picture of Adolf Hitler. I don't know. What do you all think? That's why I'm glad we have the band that we have on tonight, The Main Squeeze, because it's time to get happy and rock and roll. And that's what rock and roll can free your soul, you know, and peace and music can give us love. I don't feel love in a state where the government is actually saying women shouldn't get there with this and you can't vote and all the stuff we all don't like. If you care about America, you know, get active. Even if you're going to take a side that I can't stand, take it. You know, tired of the Woodstock Nation sitting on its butt, living back in 69. It's great, 69. Keep it in our hearts and souls. Spread it to everybody you meet. Spread the spirit of Woodstock. But you know what? Get active. Can't complain about Bush, because the Woodstock Nation was the war babies, the biggest group of voters in America. So you know what? We put in Bush, you know. So when you complain about him, remember, we elected him. Not me, because I didn't vote for Bush. Anyway, I'm really glad we have the band we have on tonight, because they're a rocking band and they're a real good band, and they're really good people. Just really happy to present a cut from The Main Squeeze called Mama Told Me, and then we'll have Ben and Max for a second or two or a minute or two out here from the band. And Mama Told Me by Main Squeeze. back with the spirit, listen to great music. Told you, with all that's going on, rock and roll can free your soul. With me is someone who's becoming a friend, and I love the mix of rock and funk. It's of 150 bands, that's the first time I've heard the mix like that, you know. When I had on War and Howard Scott, you expected Low Rider, you expected that. And this is my friend now, Ben. Ben, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Artie?
Nothing, man. How's it going with you?
It's going great, man. Just chilling at the house.
Just chilling at the house. You guys play quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We just actually got done with our CD release show a couple days ago, and a few days before that, we got back from China. So we've been all over the place lately.
Really? Let me ask you something so we get that out of the way, because it's not like selling. When I say to someone, say where to get it, it's because I like the music and I want other people to know where to get it. I'm selling these guys. So if you want to get the music of Main Squeeze and give yourself a lift, you know, and really rock, Ben will tell you that the way to do it is to go to
www.mainsqueezemusic.com, and you can also check out our Facebook page, and yeah, there's a bunch of free music on the website, and you could download our new album on mainsqueezemusic.com as well.
I like what you did, because even with money offered and everybody else, my partners at Woodstock took money to do books, and I refused money, and I did it on my own. And you know, I know what it's like, because I've done it with my own label, to take a record out. I actually got it in the top 30 on my last one on my own label. You want to do it your way, and you went your way, because the record companies are all messed up, and so is radio. But a lot of people are hearing you right now. By the way, I hear the good-looking guy is Max in the band. I mean, I heard the chick go crazy over Max. Is Max around?
Max is around.
Let me say hello.
Right next to me right now.
Let me say hello.
Here he is. Hey.
Hey, Max. So you're the good-looking guy, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you got to put up with Ben.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You guys are all tight in the band, huh?
Yeah, pretty tight, man. We all live in the same house and been friends a while, so it's cool.
Yeah, what part of the country are you guys living in?
We're located in Indiana right now. We all come from different places. I'm from New York City originally. Ben is from Florida. And the rest of the guys are actually from Indiana.
Yeah, we're in New York, because I'm from New York.
Oh, cool, man. I'm from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. I grew up
really
on Second Street in West End, yeah.
Actually, I was for a while, I was at 83rd and Central Park West.
Oh, right on. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, I really come from Brooklyn, though. I'll always be a Bensonhurst Brooklyn. And I went to Adelphi University. I was president of my class there, believe it or not. And a starting pitcher on the baseball team.
Oh, nice.
And then music got in the way. You know, I started writing hit songs, and I had to drop that. Your music's great. I love the way it goes. Thank you so much for being here tonight, guys. I really appreciate it. Tell everybody in the band, and
I certainly will.
I want to ask you a question. All right, you guys are all in the early mid-20s, right?
Yeah, I'm actually 21 years old, so.
Right. Let me ask you something. This is off the wall, it's not music. When you see what's going on politically, does it get you a little nervous about the future for your generation in America right now?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. When I watch the news and when I read up about all that kind of thing, I really just don't know what to think. I mean, if I watch the news for an hour, I just walk away like angry and confused and just.
You know what, Max, I've had about 150 bands on in 3 years, or maybe 200. I'm going to actually call everybody, even the guys who are at Woodstock, and say, when you play, say don't forget in November to vote. I would just say that.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm going to get every band to say that, you know. I'm trying to put a thing together in Miami, you know, Artie Woodstock. I'm not really Artie Woodstock, but, you know, that's what people know me for. I'm just a cops kid from Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm a writer. I'm a writer, a musician, and producer, just like you. So we come from the same. We come from the same family, you know. So
I dig it, man. Yeah, this will be my first time voting.
It's really a pleasure. I was just curious because you know your age group is going to be so critical. You know, you got the vote now, and the older, like the Woodstock group, the people that are in their 60s and 70s now, I hope they don't stay complacent and they get going. But what was really good is, you know, they were down things politically today, and just hearing your music, that's what I said before I played it, rock and roll could free your soul. And I was so happy that I had some funky rock and roll, you know. And with that, why don't we just go right into... By the way, who came up with the title, Dr. Funk?
That's a good question.
I came up with the title, and I want 25% of the writers.
Yeah, you got it, man.
I'm the cat y'all need to know. So lend your ear and listen, and I'll fill your prescription, and I'll tell you that it's time to go. You see, I got what's good in your neighborhood. Your people know I ain't playing around. And you better believe I'm the man to see when the funk comes in the town. Said you better call the doctor. Dr. Funk. I got what you need. Got what you need. Said I got just what you need. And call me the doctor.
Great music tonight, huh? Just remember what I said, though. Rock and roll can free your soul, but you got to get up and vote in November. I'm scared. I'm scared for the future children, you know? And this band right now, they're going to have the future children, so they're concerned, too. And we're all concerned. And music, I hate to bring you back, because music is such does really free your soul. And my soul is free. And the spirit of the Woodstock Nation lives, and it lives in people Ben's age. And what is that spirit? The spirit is a smile on your brother, like it was in the song. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. So actually, Corey wrote Dr. Funk? Ben, was that the name?
And, yeah, he wrote the lyrics to that, and we all pretty much came up with the music together.
Yeah, I just wanted everybody to know, I did not write Dr. Funk, I wrote Dr. Punk. I wrote Dr. Punk, and they stole from me. It was a steal, right? You're stealing my lyrics, man. I'm gonna contact the higher powers. So anyway, when did you guys get together? When did you form this band? Hey, Z-Man.
Yes, sir.
Did Ben hear me?
I don't know. Ben, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Ben, when did you get into music?
I personally first got into music when I was about 8 years old. I started taking piano lessons. And then as I got older, I just started getting more into music. My dad was a huge Deadhead and got me into the Dead right when I was born. And since then, I've just been learning about different music just through other people. And I got really into it when I was around 14. And I met Max, the guitar player, when I was 17 years old. And at that point, we started playing music together at a summer camp in upstate New York, where we went there together, and we actually were music counselors together in upstate New York. And then when he came to Indiana, he came to Bloomington 2 years after I was there, and we started the band together, and that was about 3 years ago.
Well, that's cool, and you certainly sound like you've been together longer. Which is good, you know, because the rhythm really connects, you know, and you know, you got your stuff together, man. You got your shit together, you know.
Thanks, man.
That's really good. It means you know, I don't think people realize that this is really your life. When it happened to me, I mean, I didn't know that I would commit and make decisions that sometimes financially killed me, but I followed my heart and soul and the music. You know, and made those decisions, you know, and it's because the music always takes me, and to everybody listening to the show, I guess it's about the music takes them too. And that's what I call the spirit of the Woodstock Nation, because the Woodstock Nation isn't just people that were there. It's just anybody now who's for freedom, and we want to keep the freedom to play our music.
Yeah.
So Colorful Mitts. Now, MIDST. How did you come up with that?
That was actually a friend of the band, Jason Greenberg. He actually sent the lyrics to me and Max when we were at camp, and that's when I initially wrote like the main chorus riff for it, and we put that together, and he wrote the lyrics for it. He's a friend of the band, and him and our singer Corey, and then our friend Ron contributed some lyrics to it, and that's how that song came about.
That's really cool. You know, why don't we check it out?
Out of the midst of tears, we find a diamond that shines, and when the dew of heaven clears, we rest our heads. The moment saves us, and when the sun rises, I feel fine. Rise, people, rise, no matter what you're going through. Don't be surprised that your soul rises, something that we gotta do. Cast away dark spirits.
heaven clears, we rest our head now on the shoulder of our neighbor. The moment savors, and when the sun rises, to pick up, turn, and walk away. The best choices in our lives are made for today. No need to sit here wondering about yesterday. Happiness is just miles from here. Don't you wanna go? Grab my hand and I'll take you there. To a place so beautiful you can feel it through your heart and soul. Say, out of the midst of tears we find a diamond that shines. And when the dew of heaven clears, we rest our head at night on the shoulder of our neighbor. The moment save us, and when the sun rises, I feel fine.
Hope you have it. Didn't mean to bring you down today by telling you the truth. It's only so we could have a good future together. By the way, people advertising on my Facebook page, homepage, please stop advertising on my wall. Go to your own wall, you know. Yeah, but I love the friendship, but, you know, I don't like people using the wall because it's got action, you know, because it's really there to share, and I actually do consider my friends on Facebook, you know, some really friends of mine. Do you go on Facebook at all? The band must have a page, right?
We market ourselves through the Facebook page, and yeah, we're definitely on there updating our fans with what's going on, and it's definitely the coolest part about Facebook that people around the country and around the world can keep up to date with what we're doing just by checking our page, and that's definitely the best part. Don't like people advertising on our wall, so stop.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I find it cool. Like, I have friends in Portugal and in Ireland and Scotland and England. It's something to do. I don't spend, you know, hours and hours, but it's good to communicate, to let everybody know that we're all the same. That I'm just Artie, and they're just whatever they are, their name is, and that we are all playing in the same band. We are all friends, you know, pulling for the same thing, you know, a good life, everybody, and just to keep the rock rocking, you know. And
it's, yeah, definitely.
You know, when you wrote the song "Grow." By the way, how many members are in the band?
We have five.
Five. So who didn't we mention?
We haven't mentioned Corey, who's a singer. Well, I guess we talked about him.
Yeah, we talked.
Ruben.
We talked.
Ruben's our drummer.
Hey, Ruben.
And Willie is our bass player.
Hey, Willie. Oh, good job with drums and bass, guys. You really keep the bottom, because when I'm in the studio, I spend forever on the kick drum and the drums and then I always go right to, no matter what I'm mixing, even if it's strings and horns, I always spend a lot of time on the kick and on the bass because that's where the record starts.
Definitely.
Yeah, once I'm you get
very
that,
happy to have yeah. awesome rhythm yeah. section.
Yeah, get in that sound. What's the name of the drummer?
Ruben.
Can I say hello to him?
Ruben Gingrich.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's around. You want me to get him?
Yeah. Hey, come on, babe, follow me.
He's not related to Newt Gingrich, don't worry.
It's okay. Ruben?
Yeah, hold on.
I hate to interrupt people in the middle of sex. So everybody out there, are you tuning your drums? You know?
Yeah.
Ruben.
I'm right here. How's it going?
How you doing, man? Sorry. Oh, good to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good job. You and the bass player really react together well, you know.
I was just saying
in the 100 albums I produced, you know, I mean, and all the demos I've done in all these years, 52 years, I always spend so much time with, I really think a record really happens when you get the drums right and the drums are in tune with the bass, because that's where the record really starts.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys do a great job.
We've been together for like 2 years, so.
Yeah, I was just curious.
A guy that's as talented as Willie.
Yeah, I was listening to the sound. I was just curious as a producer. Did you have a pillow in the kick, or was it mic'd direction?
Yeah, we had like a little pillow inside it, and then I usually take a mic. And stick it inside the kick, like, so it's in the very middle, pointing at the beater. So you get, like, the fatness of the whole drum, but you get the attack of the beater, too.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, Shelly Akis, the engineer who did, you know, Rattle and Hum, and, you know, about 300 records that you have, is my engineer. And he does a weird thing with, he always gets a snare by putting two directional mics above the high cymbals. And having the directional mics coming down, and for some reason, it gives a great snare sound.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say to you guys, good job on building the bottom on because this music, when you go into funk, you got to be right there on the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I agree. Thanks.
Great job, and I look forward to watching the band grow. So, why don't we hear Grow?
Like Grow.
Yeah. floating bits, the white and black. Simply just a yin and yang. Something lost is something gained. Where there's pleasure, there is pain. Where there's sunshine, there will always be rain.
That's a cut, even at 6.5 minutes, so you could listen to it for 10 minutes. It's so good to groove, you know, to something that's rocking, and you could groove at the same time. You know, yeah. So many bands even come on here, and they're either imitation Otis Redding, or they're imitation, you know, imitation something else, and you know, and you guys seem to have found your own bag, and that's cool, you know?
Yeah, we've been like, we all have like our different influences, and we just like take what we want from those, and then as a whole create our own music, and that that shines through with our originals, and it's not really imitating one guy, it's more just like a combination of everyone.
Yeah, by the way, we should thank Pat Scully for turning me on to you guys.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, because Scully is the one, you know, who turned me on to you. And,
yeah,
I had an urge, and I'm glad he did, you know.
Yeah.
I was really glad because then I didn't have to rack my brain saying, who am I going to have this week? What am I going to do this week? What am I, you know? You know. So remember, tell your dad to listen to the show with TC about the dead and the vault, you know. So I guess I'm gonna say goodnight is because I'm going to play your last song, Trouble, and you guys are not Trouble. You're actually great to listen to, and you're going to have to, when you call me tomorrow, you're going to have to, I'm going to give you my address so you can actually send me, so I could play it on my Bose. Not that I want to advertise Bose, but I just get great sound out of it.
Yeah, I'll send you the full album, Marty, definitely.
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes I like I have my own collection of what I like, you know. A lot of it's is you know, before you were born, and, you know, because of this show, I got turned on to the newer music. I have a son who, you know, he's played the Whiskey probably about, you know, 90 times in different bands already, so. And he's about 10 years older than you. Actually, you know that new company, SUHR, Sur, the guy who left Fender and started his own company, where the guitars start at like $3,000, and, you know, there's a new bass. And they were voted the boutique guitar company best in the world. And Mike Carparelli makes a great guitar in Canada, too. Just try to help my friends. Cool, because I do have a son. Always good helping your son. So I'd like to say it's time for me to say goodnight to you so I could do my bowl when I say goodbye, which is just close it out. And it's great. You guys were not trouble at all. You guys were really wonderful to have on. I really enjoyed the
show. Yeah,
thanks
so much for having us, Artie.
No.
Yeah, we'll be at Bonnaroo this weekend, so if anyone's going to Bonnaroo, we'll be there playing Saturday at the Great Taste Lounge at 12 p.m. But thanks for having us on, Artie. Great to meet you and talk to you.
Yeah, you and me too, you know, and we've talked like 3 times today, and it's really good. You know, it's funny. When, you know, we come from the same place, we do the same thing, really, inside our hearts, so we're really family, and it's a pleasure having you as a brother, man, so... I will say goodnight. I will say to everybody, get their music. It's great to put on in your house. I can't wait to get my CD so I can put it on and have it even going in the background while I'm, you know, going crazy.
Thanks to Woodstock Nation.
You, Woodstock Nation.
Keeping the music alive, yeah.
Well, you know what? The pleasure is all everybody's. So have a wonderful night. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless you all. And now, a little trouble as we say goodnight to Max and the Main Squeeze. go back to my Brooklyn background and say, hey, what do you say, everybody? What do you think about that? Song called Trouble. That band certainly was not Trouble. You know, you would not think that a band that age would be playing this kind of really cool music, where you could hear rock all over the place, but when you hear funk and rock and jazz all thrown together, and you find out that the band, you know, is a young band, you say, well, this is a band that's on the way somewhere, and somewhere good. So, you know, their last song, Trouble, I think this band's heading for more than trouble. I think they're happy anyway, because they love to play, because I talked to Ben with, well, you know, not on the air. And I love working with the young musicians, you know. Keep it up, guys. And everybody who's not depressed about Wisconsin, you should have studied what's going on there, you know. And if it didn't make an effect that I told you, so I heard... that this fundraiser for Romney is in Dallas, Texas, in a house that has a big picture of Adolf Hitler in it. Not that I'm connecting the Tea Party with the Fascist Party, but I'm just saying I think it's pretty sad that I believe in Wisconsin. It might have been that $25 was spent by the governor to not lose his job. It was 25-1, right? So I was never good at math, you know, it means if he had 20 times more amount of money to buy. And people know what people see on TV, they believe, and there's a lot of lies in those ads. So be careful what you pray for, you just might get it. And with that, I say keep the spirit of the Woodstock Nation going, you know, and I can't help but get political, because I've always been political. Woodstock wouldn't have happened if I wasn't so opposed to the war in Vietnam, you know. And I don't talk about that a lot, but that was one of my reasons for doing Woodstock. And I'm sure everybody that came there was to unite us all, and that's what this show's all about. And that's why when I got dosed at Woodstock with my wife, and I had never taken acid, and I was dosed and couldn't come out of it, and Bert Sumner came over to get us out. And that's why I always play, because we are all playing in the same band. Hold the light, keep the spirit. I love you all. God bless you. And we are all playing in the same band.
We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing, finally. We're all playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning, finally. And we're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same. Changing.